It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush. We got live sports action going on while we're on the air. This is pretty rare, but the British Open is going on right now. Jordan Spieth started the day with a three-shot lead about what, Rob? It's been about an hour.
Yeah, about an hour.
And he's dropped three shots already. Eight under par. He and Matt Kuchar tied at eight under.
Yeah, Kuch is getting him.
Oh, man, I tell you, this is scary stuff.
Oh,
wow, look at that one.
Kuch almost just sold another one out.
Hey, you know what? We were talking about your boss and, you know, like how you get along at work and stuff like that. Like, you used to joke all the time about the boss across the street at NBC not knowing your name. You stay low on the radar and only talking once a year by email.
That's how it should be. I love it when I go into a place and people are like, who is that? You know, that's the guy that does the weekend overnights, or he's here when you're not here. You've never seen him. I'm not a show up at the staff Christmas party kind of guy if I'm not here each and every day throughout the year. But you're right, JT. What I would say is, look, this is
thanks,
class.
Ron.
Yeah, no problem. I get called Ron all the time. That's the number one thing. So I don't know if it's because Rob ends with a B. My last name, Bushka, starts with a B. But I literally, if I got to get people to get it right, I got to say Robert. I do. And
I
hate saying Robert. I'm only saying that when I'm answering to the judge or my mom, you know. So it's normally Rob.
Judge.
Rob. Okay, but Bruce Allen is the general manager of the Washington Redskins. Now, get this. The general manager is responsible for the roster, bringing all the players here. This is not a third-string cornerback from Eastern Michigan. This is your quarterback, as in the number one guy on your team, the guy who touches the ball every play, a franchise player in Kirk Cousins, like Captain Kirk. Mm-hmm. Not Kurt, but
no.
Kirk Cousins. He caught a tremendous amount of flack because during a press conference this week, not once, not twice, not three times, four times, he refers to the guy as Kurt. Kurt for $130 million. Just listen to him. This is Bruce Allen, general manager of the Skins.
Kurt is obviously an important part of our organization.
One.
Kurt is obviously an important
Two.
Part of our organization. Our goal was to sign Kurt to a long-term
Three.
Contract. We made Kurt an offer.
Four.
But despite our repeated attempts, we have not received any offer from Kurt's agent this year.
Jeez. Come on, man. Really?
Yeah.
You don't even know my name?
Wow. So, I mean, look, well, I can kind of get where he's coming from. I mean, Keith, our awesome PD here, you know, just I would say probably a couple weeks ago started calling me Rob. It used to be Ron. That's where a lot of that came from. But now he's got that right. Thank you. I'm not a $130 million guy like Cousins yet. I'm close. Okay, but that would be Kurt calling, Hank. Frosty, Heidi, and Hank. Yeah, you got to call him Hank. Let's call him Hank, man, for the morning show. What? You don't know the name of your morning talent? I mean, this is a GM with your quarterback. Again, not some random guy who's a walk-on.
You've thrown the most important guy on your team.
He's only
know
been the quarterback of your team for 5 or 6
That's
years
good.
Now. Kurt. Now, Cousins, Kirk, with a K, is still the ultimate and consummate professional. He could have blasted Allen. He could have took this the wrong way and been a jerk about it. This is him the next day on a popular D.C. morning show, Kirk Cousins.
I've been called Kurt my entire life. I remember having different teachers and instructors who would call me Kurt, you know, K-U-R-T. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. That's fine. Not a big deal. And, there's a lot of other things that I got to worry about that doesn't really make me feel any sensitive or any worse.
And what he should be worried about is the fact that they franchise tagged him 2 years in a row. It means they're reluctant to give him a long-term deal. They think he's not necessarily flash in the pan, but they don't think he's long-term. But I mean, if I'm him, I want out of there in the worst way. You don't know my name. You don't want to pay me. How about if I just move on and you find somebody else?
I'm sure
Robert Griffin III is available to come back.
RG,
would you like that?
RG3. I never heard him mess up RG3. He got RG3's name right all the time. I did talk to Amani Toomer, former Super Bowl champion wide receiver with the Giants. I talked to him off air about that not too long ago, and he's like, yeah, you know what, as long as they get the name right on my paycheck, that's all that matters. And he goes, dude, if I had a dollar for every time they call me Armonte instead of Amani.
Spoken like a true professional.
Right? Absolutely. Professional player, yeah.
All right, tickets for Ozfest and Knotfest, two-day passes are up for grabs, and we're going to play a little rock out with you, Rob Out.
And now, it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out
with your Rob Out.
That is, if you can identify this song.
All right, my Ron is out and it is ready to go. Got a crazy feeling. I don't understand. Got to get away from here. Feeling like I should have kept my feet on the ground.
Wait! people who are the sun to him. Lab lived there. I can't say it, but you did it.
That's what I do.
800-955.
Ron plays by his own rules.
KLOS. Give us a call. If you know what that is, we'll hook you up with a pair of Ozfest Not Fest tickets from 95.5 KLOS.
This is what Metallica sounds like. This is what a 2017 Dodge Charger sounds like. And this is what you'll sound like.
Dude, are you serious?
When you win the KLOS Metallica Dodge Charger.
Oh my gosh, yeah!
Oh, did you want it?
Listen weekday mornings at 8 for Frosty, Heidi, and Frank to announce the Metallica Song of the Day.
When you hear it, that's your shot to score tickets to see them at the Rose Bowl and be in the race to drive away from the show in the brand new KLOS Metallica Dodge Charger.
Full color picks on our website, 955KLOS.com. From the Rock of Southern California, 955KLOS.
Powered by the 2017 Dodge Charger. This car was made for driving in California. Visit Dodge.com for more information today.
What does the E in the all-new BMW 530e iPerformance stand for? Efficient. Its plug-in hybrid powertrain allows you to power your drive using all gas, all electric, or an intelligent combination of both. Exhilarating. eBoost provides an instant acceleration that can get you ahead of the crowd. Engaging. For the ability to upload directions or precondition the cabin climate remotely from your phone. But it's truly the combination of sleek looks, powerful performance, and an array of innovative features that makes the E in the BMW 530e nothing short of extraordinary. Head to your local BMW center and experience the extraordinary in a BMW 530e iPerformance. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
The BMW 530e iPerformance is now eligible for single-occupant HOV lane access. Visit SoCalBMW.com today for details.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-521-5576. 800-521-5576. 800-521-5576.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Let's transform a space. Let's paint some walls. The Home Depot has everything you need to make it easy. From 3M Patch Plus Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape to Behr Paint. It's all here. So let's work smarter. Let's prep smarter and get results that take a room from no to whoa. Prep, paint, perfect. Available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This summer, people are experiencing new things in new Chevy vehicles, like going from 0 to 60 in 4 seconds flat in a Camaro. Or conquering a 35-degree slope in a Colorado.
Oh, boy. I'm looking straight up. Holy smokes.
Go for thrilling drives and deals at the Chevy Summer Drive.
I want to go to a Chevy dealership right when I get home.
Chevy Summer Drive is going on now at your Southern California Chevy dealers, where current qualified competitive lessees can get an ultra-low mileage lease on a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT for only around $139 a month for 24 months with just $2,359 due at signing. Call 844-55-CHEVY for vehicle and offer details. It's Chevy Summer Drive. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer today.
Based on initial vehicle movement, Camaro SS Coupe with available 8-speed automatic transmission.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones, too. Hosting a baby shower? Pampers Super Packs are always a great deal at $24.29. For that family road trip, get Go-Go Squeeze and Quaker Granola Bars 3 for $6. Your night for dinner duty? Skip the mess and get Up and Up paper plates on sale for only $2.99. Get hot summer deals plus everyday low prices on everyday essentials. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special rating offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
If the car in your dreams is not the car in your garage, we should talk. Hello, Southern California. I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. Remember how it felt when you bought your first car? The shiny key, the sweet smell of the interior, the heart-pounding thrill as you drove away, knowing you were finally free. If you experience that kind of pure joy, wait until you drive your first Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Standing next to your dream Mercedes-Benz, those first car memories will come floating back stronger than ever.
During Mercedes-Benz summer event, lease a 2017 C300 sports sedan starting as low as $399 per month plus tax. 36 months, $4,493 to its signing.
You might not remember your first car like I do, but if you come to Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, I promise you'll drive home a new Mercedes-Benz you will never forget. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit us at fjmercedes.com, or better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Call 866-827-8910 for details.
Let's imagine that you got into a car accident and you called another attorney, and that attorney is not Sweet James. In fact, it's somebody who's not sweet at all, and they're not doing anything on your case. They're not calling you back. They're not talking to you. This happens all the time. You get an attorney that takes your case and then forgets about you. Is it too late to change? Well, the answer is no. The call you need to make is to Sweet James Berger. That's what you need to do. Just because you picked the wrong guy doesn't mean you can't make a change. It's never too late to get the right lawyer. So how? Well, it's easy. You just call him. Call James, and you talk to him and get the lowdown on your case. Tell him what's going on, and then he's going to worry about breaking up with your other attorney. That's the best thing about it. You don't have to make that awkward breakup phone call. It's not you. It's me. Actually, it is them. Call Sweet James. He's going to send the letter to make sure that they never call you again. He'll take your file. He'll work on everything, and he will get the best result that you need. Please pick up the phone and call him. Put his number in your phone so that you have it if you need it. 800-881-2021. 800-881-2021. Or check him out at sweetjames.com.
When you drive with real muscle, you'll feel it in your bones. One drive in a Dodge Challenger or Charger, and you'll discover why so many are joining the Brotherhood of Muscle. See for yourself at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event, going on now.
Ready?
Now, more of your one-stop shop for sports fan wisdom and the jams to go along. Sports on Tap is back. Is back.
With JD and the Bush.
On 95.5 KLOS. And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Up for grabs. Tickets to Ozfest meets Not Fest. And you've got to just identify this song to get them.
Got a crazy feeling. I don't understand. Got to get away from here. Feeling like I should have kept my feet on the ground, waiting for the sun to appear.
That's exactly how it sounds, dude.
Yeah, it is. 800-955-KLOS.
You go to the OC Fair and you hear it just like that.
You go to the OC Fair, you're not going to hear it at all.
Oh, come on now. Some guy's drunk waiting for a funnel cake singing that.
Let's go to Ernest. Ernest in West Covina. You're going to get the first shot at this. Do you know what that song is, Ernest?
Yeah, man. Flying high again, man.
Still laughing. That's exactly right. That was Ozzy. It's Rob doing his Ozzy.
Sure.
Hey, Ernest, check it out. Not only a pair of two-day passes for you for Ozfest meets Not Fest, but you're also in line for our grand prize. We get a great one every weekend. This one is a two-night stay at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, a $100 gas card, and $500 in chips to play on the tables when you get to Las Vegas.
Man.
That good?
Thank you very much.
I'm so glad you said shoot. Ernest, hold on. We're going to grab some information. You're a winner on KLOS. Sports on Tap on the Rock Southern California 95.5 KLOS. Coming up, we had a conversation last weekend that happened near the end of the show, I believe, and I think we're going to move it up a little bit and play it for the folks that are up early. Larry the Cable Guy, Kevin Millar, JD and the Bush, coming up on KLOS.
Come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Stars fall from the sky.
Stronger than dirt. 95.5 KLOS. It's the Rock of Southern California. Good morning. JD in the Bush with Sports on Tap. And we got to do a pretty cool thing last week where we just happened to be all set up at the driving range in Lake Tahoe for the American Century Championship, which is a great sports celebrity golf tournament that I've been lucky enough to be involved with for a number of years. And they let us borrow their lines so that we could dial up KLOS and do the Sports on Tap show before we did all of that stuff. And this was innocent. It started off innocent. Kevin Millar is a guy that we had talked to and said, hey, you know what? We love the show. He's on Intentional Talk. And you know, I want to have you on the program. And he said, yeah, sure. I'm going to go down here and hit some balls. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. And what happened during the interview, you know, we couldn't have predicted. You know, in situations like this, you get ambushed by people and you get a couple of stars who'll sit down at once. You just never know what's going to happen. Well, in this case, the ambush came from Larry the Cable Guy.
Homer! And the Orioles win it in a comeback victory and take the series against Boston.
Oh, not only was that sweet, it's against his former team, Boston. I mean,
My God, nothing better than sticking it to your old peeps. How about it? Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS, the great Gary Thorne, voice of the Orioles. With us now, Kevin Millar and J.D. It's J.D. in the Bush. J.D. live on location up in Lake Tahoe. Yes, Mr. Millar with him, host of MLB's Intentional Talk. And it's doing so well, it's been picked up by ESPN Simulcast as well. First of all, Kevin, thank you for joining us now. If you talked to J.D. too much during the breaks, he's bugging the hell out of you already.
No, I had J.D. nervous. He's like, man, Millar told me 8:20, he's not going to show up. I'm down there chipping. But, Robbie, listen, I understand it. I'm a committed man.
Yeah.
And that home run right there by Gary Thorne looks like, it sounds like I scored a goal, because every time I hear his voice, like a hockey player.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Robert. But the hand curveball, the 3-2 curveball by Mr. Snyder. And next thing you know, I circled the pillows and got the Gatorade blast.
Hey, you know, we want to talk home runs because what's going on in the league right now. But before we talk about what's going on in the league, come on, you got to give it up. You got to tell us about this story, about this home run that you hit just a few days ago.
Hey, this is a true story.
I love this.
25th anniversary of the St. Paul Saints, 1993. I was never drafted, played in the independent league, went to St. Paul. So Bill Murray was, you know, part owner, still part owner. They did a bobblehead of Bill Murray, and they're like, what? I play. I mean, you're 45. Yeah, I mean, you're a dad. I go, yeah, you're right. That's a great,
you're a
that's
dad.
A great point. Let's just try it. I got dad's body, and then let's see what happens. So as it got closer, I'm like, maybe this wasn't a great idea. I got Tahoe coming up. I'm going to blow out my obliques, obviously. I don't do the ab programs. So I get up there, and I'm telling you, I haven't hit in 7 years. I took batting practice. I'm, like, nervous. The jitter started coming like you were a player.
Yeah.
I didn't hit a home run in batting practice. This is a true story. I had, you know, I hit the ball. It was okay. Line drives, a couple here and there. Couldn't hit a homer. The first at bat, second pitch, homer. And it didn't make sense. And the only thing I thought of was Larry the Cable Guy, because I'm going to his event on Sunday from St. Paul, Minnesota. So I was hoping he would brag about me. Mm-hmm. But the problem is he didn't give me any credit. He sat there and gave credit to a bunch of other guys. And I wanted him to really elaborate on what an awesome feat this was at 45 with this body to hit a home run over the fence with a wood bat as a father of four. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Larry the Cable Guy.
Look who just sat down.
I would like to say to you, Kevin, with this whole home run deal that you're going to be telling for the next 22 years, and you're talking about how in shape you are. He's always like, with this, he's like, look, I'm worn in. He's like, I'm worn out in this body. I just walked 56 holes. In 3 days with this body.
It's a hair on your tricep.
Okay.
I want two guard all the way down before this event. Honestly, God, look at the arms.
Here's what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to strap, okay, I'm going to strap 2 30-pound dumbbells to each side of your body.
Let's see how I
and
feel
you,
after.
You walk that for 18 holes because that's what I'm carrying extra over you.
You look great, though. Don't give me that. And you got two birdies. Give it up for Larry the Cable.
There
that's
you
a
go.
True story.
Yeah.
Nobody loves golf more because I love golf. A kid named Josh Beckett, you ugly kid. He married up. He's got a terrible body. I've showered with him many years, and he's hung like a light switch in the off position. But that being said, that's a true story, guys. That being said, this gentleman to my right has worked hard for this game. He got two birdies in the front nine his first day. True?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Think about it. On these greens in this hole.
That's right. That's almost like your home run.
Almost.
In St. Paul.
You know what? It might be better.
Me getting two birdies was almost as impossible as you getting a home run on that at bat in St. Paul.
Well, look, here's the thing. Now, last year, Larry the Cable Guy out here giving lessons on the driving range. Your game has gotten so good that you're helping the other players. Fact. It is a fact.
He's the most approved player in this. He was a 74 handicap the first year I saw him. 74. He's down to now a 17.3,
wow.
I would say.
Yeah, I'm down about a 16-3.
I guess.
That's what it is now.
Didn't and don't get a lie to you. Lincoln, Nebraska is beautiful. He lives over there, act like there's snow and corn and all that baloney. I played this event. It's green grass. It's sweet people. Hot cart girls, by the way. Sneakiest, hottest cart girls I've ever been to is at his club.
It's
now I know why he joined
here. Fantastic state. It gets cold just long enough to douche out the scumbags.
That's why they call it the Midwest farmer's daughter, right? I mean, they write songs about that. Hey, Kevin, I got to tell you, the reason he's not showing you any love, Kevin, with your baseball is because if you were to talk Husker football with him, Larry the Cable Guy can go for 3 hours, right? Just talking about those corn Huskers. Yeah, it is.
Boy,
yeah.
That's true.
See?
That's true. I can talk forever.
I called you about that. I was driving 3 hours somewhere to maybe somebody's ranch. Some fake rich guy's ranch, and I'm a fake cowboy. I don't even know how to shoot deer, but I act like I do because I live in Texas. So you got to act like I got my AR-15. Let's go shoot some hogs. Okay. Well, I call Larry on the phone.
Here's the problem. He's shooting hogs in Nebraska. They're domesticated. He's in someone's pasture. There's a hog.
But I called him. I said, hey, listen, I got a bet. I'm going to put it. Do I take the Cornhuskers with the 12, whatever they're getting. Or he goes, hey, I'm going to tell you the truth. I mean, listen, they're not. Take the points. They're going to be fine. And they won. So he's 1-0.
Yeah.
So if you guys out there do gamble in Las Vegas, call Larry the Cable Guy. I'll give you a cell phone. 512-749-9962. Text him. He loves him.
All right. So you're giving tips on the driving range. Now you need a website. You need a website so you can give the gambling tips now.
I know. I really should. I really should.
Make some money.
I want to get one of the long drive competition. What's the longest drive you ever had, Kevin?
Well, let's go to your website. A website would be oppo.com. Bet opposite of what Larry would bet, and then he'll make you $1 million. Longest drive in Lake Tahoe, probably like 340, because you got 10% of the air
you
up
get
there.
Get the air, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
10%. So if it's 100 yards out, it's a 90-yard shot. We're learning. Marty Fish taught me this. So when you look at, sometimes you look at these numbers, it's 200. Of course, it looks like I'm grabbing a 5-iron, but it's a 180 shot.
Yeah,
so think about what you hit 180s. But if you do the math today, I promise you're going to have 3 birdies. Take 10% off the number. Now, I don't know how good you were in math. Obviously, looking at you, it looks like you're a genius. But take 10. So 100 means 90.
People used to call me for help on algebra all the time. Hey, I just can't figure out this Pythagorean theorem. We better call Larry.
8 squared times 12, 9.
As you can tell, I just said Pythagorean theory.
You did.
It's Pythagorean theory, I think.
Who's taking you the one?
I ignored it. I didn't know what that meant.
The longest drive I ever had was the drive back to the hotel after I shot a double bogey 18 hole. That's the longest drive I ever had.
I mean, Lars doesn't count. He was using the car path. You can't bounce off it and still call yourself 340. Come on, that doesn't count. It's got to be grass, not concrete, Kevin.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought we were just counting yardage. It was in the other cow pasture.
Doesn't matter.
It's not how, it's how many. Right. And the same thing goes. You get to 60 yards out of the car path, you're good to go. It counts.
Yeah. It's not how you drive, it's how you arrive. They say Larry the Cable Guy, Kevin Millar from Intentional Talk, JD with you, the Bush here at Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. Having fun up there, man. Are you keeping up with JD's Bloody Mary count? Are you guys as deep as he is?
Listen, let me say this before. I got to go hit balls.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm such a good friend of Kevin's that for the first 3 years I was calling him Elvin Pillar. I go, hey, there's Elvin.
Hey, this is a true story. First time on the bus, he goes, hey, Kevin. So we're on the bus with all these ritzy-ditzy rich people. And he's like, Kevin, hey, I'll meet you at 9 o'clock. I go, 9 o'clock, where is it? Over there at the men's warehouse. I go, okay, where the hell's that? He goes, we're going to fart in all their suits. I said, okay, man, I'll see you over there. And all these people look back like, did he just say fart? You know everybody farts, but it's a weird word. Because when you fart, it's like, you know, women aren't supposed to fart, but, you know, that's a lie.
I used it in the back of the bus. You know, Kevin, come down the room at 8 o'clock or go to men's warehouse and fart in a suit. We'd love to have you come along. You like to come along.
I think I bought one of those suits. I bought one of those suits, man. No wonder it was half off.
Robbie did it stink?
It still does. I was thinking it was me. Well, at least it's Larry's suit. I know. It's corn, right? Go Huskers.
Thanks for stopping by, man, and spending some time with us. Really appreciate it. Kevin, Larry the Cable Guy, thanks a lot. Have fun out there on the golf course today.
Boys, thanks for having us.
Thanks
we
a
appreciate
lot.
It. Sorry I butted it on your show, Kevin.
No, you're birdie in 3 holes today. I'm telling you right now, 3.
I hope you're right. I'll give you $100
give
a
hole
if I did.
All right, deal. Hell, let's get that contract.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate that.
I love that Elvin Ballard.
Oh, my goodness.
KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Bush.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Well, keeping an eye on the British Open because it is underway. As a matter of fact, they've already got about 4 holes down already. The leaders are out on the course. We'll get you an update on that. And want to buy a white Bronco? Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush on 95.5 KLOS. Dave, could you roll the Raider music, please? Online is the show's attorney, Drew Sherman from the Alley Law Group here in Los Angeles, joining us now to talk about pretty serious business. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? I love having that background music. Makes me feel like Sundays are about victories.
Speaking of victory, one Orenthal James Simpson is claiming victory in the land of, well, I almost said acquittal, but that's not it. wasn't acquittal. No, but he's been paroled. He's going to get out there. The juice will be loose once again.
That is true. That is true. And, I mean, for him, it would be a victory. You know, he served his minimum 9 years. Mm-hmm. And the parole board in Nevada decided that he had done his time, has paid his debt to society, and now he's going to be a productive member of society, wherever that may be, Florida. Probably California or Florida.
Florida, yeah. And we'll talk about why Florida in just a second. Rob brought up an interesting fact when it comes to that. But a lot of people are outraged. They can't believe that he's out. In your experience in the legal world, for what he was involved with, like, if, let me say, if Rob and I went and strong-armed Dave in a hotel room, he had some of our autographed Led Zeppelin gear, and we were telling him, we're going to beat the hell out of you unless you give that stuff up, would we have gotten 33 years in prison for that?
Oh, you definitely would have gotten 33 years. I mean, honestly, when I say that the legal system is favorable to people who have the ability to hire good lawyers and have the money to do so, it is true. What they say about that, it really is, because it doesn't always come down to not necessarily the money spent on the lawyer, but the money spent on the experts that you bring in, the time and the effort that goes outside of what you see in the courtroom. That's really where that kind of money comes into play. But
so because he didn't spend money, a lot of money, he didn't have a dream team for this one, is why he got the 33 years? Is that what you're saying?
I would say definitely. Yeah, I would say definitely. He went, you know, he got 9 to 33, served a minimum 9. But yeah, I think it would have gotten less if he was could afford the dream team.
But
yeah.
you really think that if a couple of regular Joes had done what he did, they would have got the same thing?
You guys would have got the same thing. Well, Bush, given his background and his history, you know, it would have been definitely a little higher than that.
Okay, we're bad examples because they would have thrown the book at Robbie. They would have given him 50 years.
Hey, you don't think Drew would have anything to do with the fact they got the first verdict wrong? And by the way, I wanted to ask you your opinion. Did he do it?
I can neither confirm nor deny the information that
Ryan's
I have.
A great lawyer answer.
The two wrongs make a right theory, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but listen, is it beyond judges to know how they want to rule and then do some legal gymnastics to make it sound plausible or reasonable given the law? Yeah, it happens to. It's been happening to me in the last couple of months all the time. It could be the fact that the judge wanted to, you know, make Mr. Simpson pay his debt to society based on a previous crime that he got acquitted for and found not guilty by a jury of his peers. So, it's not beyond judges to do things like that, no.
Well, it seems like the parole board tried to make it right by letting him out as soon as he was eligible the very first time, 9 years. But, nonetheless, so, I mean, OJ's got to now go, I mean, try and be a productive member of society, go out and make a living someplace.
Well, yeah, I mean, but his NFL pension is going to allow him to contribute to the economy substantially, actually. He's got quite a bit of money waiting for him when he gets out from his NFL pension. So,
he does?
Yeah, he does. He does. It's probably about averaging about $500,000 waiting for him.
Wow.
And it cannot be touched by the Goldmans either to
or
pay
the
debts.
Yeah. Right. And one of the reasons I had this on my other show, I had another lawyer on that had told me, if you move to Florida, it's a safe haven and safe harbor. Money you owe from other states and civil suits cannot be paid if you're a Florida resident. I said, what other state? Wow. He goes, Florida. So right away, I started looking at real estate in Florida, and I'm going there to look some places next week.
You might want to go to Delray Beach. That's where my parents live, and they love it there. I'm going to stay here in California. But really, it doesn't matter, because wherever you go, his NFL pension is exempt. I mean, there are a lot of at least here in California, there are a lot of exemptions. Here in California, I'll say, for civil judgments, and one of them being a retirement fund. They cannot touch anything having to do with his retirement fund. So, but Florida, you do have no state income tax. That's maybe where they're also talking about.
So I'm going to be clear on this. You just instructed the Bush to go look for a property near your parents. Was that deliberate, or did you just make a boo-boo there?
No, believe me, they might show him a good time, so it's okay.
Whoa!
That's fine. Right. Okay. Delray Beach, a coastal town.
He's got the mouse in his hand right now.
Palm Beach,
right,
Florida.
Now.
As of the 2010 census, 60,000 people here. See, they just had a basketball tournament 2 days ago called Stop the Violence Basketball Tournament held in Delray. What?
Yeah. You notice how all the weird stories come out of Florida, though?
Yes, they do. We have noticed that. All right, Drew,
off the hook. I'm there,
thanks
man.
For the update on OJ stuff. In your honor, coming up here in just a couple minutes, our very brief interview with Sebastian Janikowski, the Polish cannon.
The first pick in every one of my fantasy drafts is Seabass. Okay. That's what I take.
You're going to play fantasy football again with us this year, right?
Yes, I am. Good. It's good enough for Gruden. It's good enough for me. That's what I'm going to say.
Drew Sherman, everybody. Thank you, dude.
Take it easy.
All right. Appreciate it.
I'm on their site right here. Welcome to Delray Beach, known as a vibrant, intimate town with big city sophistication.
Sounds like your kind of place.
There's no place with 60,000 people that has big city sophistication.
All right, on the way, also a chance for you to score some tickets. More Ozfest meets Not Fest tickets coming at you. It's 95.5 KLOS.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Yeah, Ozfest meets Not Fest, a pair of two-day passes for you if you can identify this song.
I've listened to preachers. I've listened to fools. I've watched all the dropouts who make their own rules.
Seems simple enough.
Rules.
Oh, sorry.
Yowza!
No, wait a minute. The Yowza was not in the first original copy.
That was way better than the original.
Wasn't it? Dude, Axel gets his yowza from me. He calls me all the time. Says Robbie. Says Bush.
We're so fired. Let's go to the phones. Adolfo from Simi Valley is going to take a crack at this. Good morning, Adolfo.
Good morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That's check's one. In the mail. Oh, yeah, one in a row. Can you identify that song that Rob was rocking out to?
It's Ozzy, Crazy Train, or Blizzard of Oz, whichever way you want to call it, but that's Crazy Train.
You even got the album title. I love that. Congratulations. Hey, not only a pair of two-day passes for Ozfest meets Not Fest, but we're going to put you in the drawing for the grand prize, which is a two-night stay at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, a $100 gas card, and $500 to play with. Thanks to Live Nation for the tickets and for the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino for the pretty fat grand prize right there. Hold on, okay, Adolfo, you got to get some more information. You're a winner with KLOS. Hold on, okay?
Thank you, guys. KLOS rules.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Thanks for the kind words as well. Coming up here in just a minute, it's a new game. It's a fun new game that's sweeping this show. What are the chances?
Sweeping the room with all
sweeping
three of us.
Sweeping the room. That's it. Sweeping the room. It's coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.
It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush.
I heard my line in there.
What was that?
I knew that the beach is.
Yeah.
He didn't sound as good as I did, but Ozzy, if you like that kind of thing.
You know, well, he's getting, you know.
If you're into that.
We saw the earlier this morning, the plane landed out at Point Pigou.
They are.
The Cowboys have arrived in Southern California to open camp in Oxnard.
Yeah.
That's why there's so many Cowboy fans out here in Southern California, because they've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, the Cowboys, there were a few people that weren't on the plane. Look, these guys are a mess. They're a fun team to cover. Look, whether you love them, whether you hate them, because there really is no gray area. It's not like, I don't know how I feel about the Cowboys. You want them to lose or you want them to win every week, period. First of all, look, you got Ezekiel Elliott. He's having his domestic violence problems and issues. And the woman who was the victim actually just came out today. You should go online and read it. But she made a statement. It's been 1 year ago today that she accused him of that. So now she's starting to come out. Interesting, right when camp starts. We'll see if there's any money attached to that later on. But then Darren McFadden decides, I'm going to, for whatever reason, miss the team charter. That's a great way.
He missed the team flight.
That's a great way. It's a great way to get more playing time when you're fighting with a guy like Elliott who's better than you and you're older than him, is to not make the flight. And then the more I read into it, Orlando Scandrick, Los Alamitos' own, he didn't make the flight. David Irving didn't make the flight. Jordan Lewis missed the flight. I don't have no idea what they're doing. No idea. First day of camp a couple of days ago, Dez Bryant shows up 3 hours late for a physical.
Had a party
the night before. You know what he said? He goes, I have a headache. No, that's a hangover. Okay, I went to mom's house to sleep it off, and she let me sleep in, and I slept through the alarm.
Oh, my mommy let me sleep through the... Really? Did he play the my mommy card?
My mommy card.
Oh, come on.
I think he said my mom's is what he said, you know? But let her sleep right through the
alarm. I spent the night at my mom's house, and she didn't wake me up in time. My alarm didn't go off. The dog ate my playbook.
I'm $100 million player, right? You know, it's
this
incredible.
Is the same guy that had to have a babysitter when he came to the league, remember?
Yeah.
Because he couldn't show up on time for meetings and all kinds of stuff, and they assigned a personal assistant, holding up the air quotes here, personal assistant to make sure that he got to meetings in time and stayed out of the bars.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it's crazy with these Cowboys, what's going on there. But like I said, football, and when you got an owner like that, that's eventually wins and losses are going to dictate and determine, you know, how much jail time you do get, you don't get, how often you get suspended. Right. But I will tell you this, Orlando Scandrick, who's been a starter in that secondary for quite some time, he will be treated differently than rookie Jordan Lewis, who's probably going to be cut for missing the team charter.
You're a rookie and you missed the team flight to camp?
Yeah, to camp. Absolutely. Wow. So that's what's going on with the Cowboys now, but they are out here soon, and they signed a bunch of autographs for people. They land at Point Pigou, signed
that's
autographs
cool
for the fans.
The guys in the base, that's cool.
Yeah, they're waiting right there, and then, of course, fans can go out and see them in Oxnard, and they've been there for many years, and it really is a cool thing, especially when you go to different states and you can draw in different fans. I remember that with a lot of teams. They've done that.
All right, what do you say? You want to dive in a little? What are the chances? You want to try our new bid here and see how it goes?
Why not?
You ready? Dave, are you going to give us a musical accompaniment with it? Can we get some kind of, you know, one of those NFL films beds?
That'd play something from Seattle that's good, not Pearl Jam.
No.
There you go.
This is just fine. Sounds like the Munsters.
Oh, these guys from Seattle here?
Here we go. Kyrie Irving wants to be traded. The big question is why. He reportedly wants out of LeBron James' massive shadow, or he is bailing out of Cleveland before LeBron does. What are the chances LeBron James leaves the Cleveland Cavaliers in the next 12 months?
The next 12 months, 100% chance.
Oh,
LeBron,
100?
100. Look, LeBron is all about chasing titles. LeBron is a hired gun. He's going to go to whoever gives him the best chance. LeBron, I know you're a fan of the show. You're probably listening right now, okay? Real simple. Take a minimum deal. Go to Golden State. You will win 50 championships in a row. You can play until you're 75 because they're not going anywhere soon. They'll find room for you, whatever. I don't care if you ride the bench. You want titles and rings? If that's really what it's all about, LeBron, you want to pass Kobe and Michael, you're only a couple away, then do it. Go to Golden State. But you will be gone from Cleveland because you can't compete with the Warriors, and we know he likes to go to front runners. 100% chance in 12 months. He'll play there this year, but he's gone so next year. Gone.
The Rangers have started reaching out to teams potentially interested in acquiring Yu Darvish. This guy was a pretty big baller on the mound for a while. I think he's still got some left in the tank. Yeah. What are the chances Darvish stays in the great state of Texas and winds up with the Astros.
With the Astros, I say about a 50-50 chance right now. Yeah,
really?
Houston needs...
Wow, you're big on the numbers.
Nah, Houston needs somebody else. They need somebody else to go along with Dallas Keuchel, Lance McCullers, if they're to have a chance. Look, it's much more competitive in the American League than it is in the National League. The National League, if there's anybody out there who thinks it's not going to be Dodgers and Nationals playing for the pennant to go to the World Series, you're crazy. Yeah. Your Cubs suck, okay? Nobody else besides those two teams. Just forget the other 14 teams. So I like the chances. They got to try to keep up with the Red Sox.
I think the Cubs are still drunk.
Yes, so do I.
From the World Series.
When it's almost August and the Brewers lead the division, something's going on.
All right, Kyle Busch will lead the Brickyard 400 to the green flag today for the second year in a row. Now, he earned his fourth pole of the year and is seeking his first cup win since 2016. The Brickyard 400, which he won. What are the chances today is the day for another Busch?
Yeah, well, we're related, and I talked to him, and he's a little hungover from last night.
So is he?
None chance.
Zero.
None chance he winds up winning this thing today.
Well, you're all in, 100% or zero, but I like it.
I'm going with Richard Petty.
Carmelo Anthony was reportedly willing to waive his no-trade clause for a trade to the Rockets or the Cavaliers. What are the chances that he accepts a trade to the Cavaliers now?
Well, with Kyrie Irving maybe not wanting to be there. Again, none chance. He's not going to do it. Carmelo doesn't want to win. I'm surprised Carmelo just doesn't stay where he can make the most money. Go to Miami. They have that
His wife
Florida
is
State
the one
tax.
That keeps him in New York. She doesn't want to leave the Big Apple.
Oh, yeah, that too. And she's divorcing him because he knocked up a stripper. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oops.
Aerial dancer.
Aerial. There you go. The Pro Football Hall of Fame invites every Hall of Famer to its annual enshrinement ceremony every year, and that will include O.J. Simpson in 2018. What are the chances the Juice shows up for the Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony next year in 2018? Oh, by the way, the only one he showed up for, his own in 1985.
Okay.
What are the chances he shows up next year in 2018?
Yeah, it's going to be 90%. He's got to try to save some face. He's going to have a book out. There will probably be some show on Amazon Prime or on Netflix, you know, that he's trying to push and promote. So he needs to do this. This is a good PR move, but I'd have some bodyguards with you. As soon as that game's over, I'd get back down to Florida because Goldman's probably going to be at that game.
All right, there you go. What are the chances? Coming up here in just a minute, we'll bring you, a few words of Sebastian Janikowski, but it wasn't about football.
Some diet advice.
Over. Back now to Sports on Tap.
With JD and the Bus.
You want to try real sport? Why don't you try?
95.5 KLOS.
All right, Raider fans, you're going to get the most unusual Sebastian Janikowski interview you've ever heard. Going up next. Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush.
I can't get
playing the best of everything Rob likes. It's 95.5 KLOS.
Why not? Told you, it's the best Van Halen song ever.
I had no idea that was your favorite Van Halen song.
It's a badass song. It's a great song.
Indeed it is.
Everything is fast, man. It's got to be fast. No slow stuff for me.
Last weekend, talked to 20 different sports celebrity stars at the American Century Tournament. One of them was Sebastian Janikowski. You know, we're up against the clock here. Actually, this was going to be short from the beginning no matter what. But Joey Chestnut, who set the world record for 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes on the 4th of July, and who owns about 20 other eating records, decided to ask Seabass what he thought about maybe eating competitively. Joey Chestnut is the world champion eater, 72 hot dogs on 4th of July. The categories that Joey is a world champion in, would you want to challenge him in any of these? Taco Bell tacos, grilled cheese sandwiches, chicken wings, pulled pork sandwiches, jalapeno poppers.
What tacos are we talking about?
The
soft tacos?
Taco Bell, the crunchy.
I like the soft ones. I like the crunchy ones.
He's the world champion of the soft tacos.
Yeah, you figure. I try the soft one. I soft tacos.
Sebastian Janikowski, ready to eat tacos competitively.
He is, man. Is he? How's his gut doing? Is he ready? You know, he's kicking the ball, so it's not like he's having to run the ball like my boy Eddie Lacy in Seattle. Eddie Lacy was so fat when he came to the Seahawks.
Packers let him go, right?
Yeah, he was 275. Now, I will tell you this. Eddie Lacy is trim and ready for camp. He's going to have a great year like Russell Wilson is. What the Seahawks did, they signed him to fat boy clauses. Okay, we're going to weigh you eight times. And each time, eight.
Eight?
Eight times when they signed him last year, right, all the way till now. So each time we sign you, eight times we're going to weigh you, you get $55,000 for every, and he's hit all of his weights. So he's good. He's ready to go right now. But, you know, it's funny. There was somebody that I saw on Twitter, went back over just about a year and a half span, all the tweets that he put out about food. Eddie Lacy had over 60 tweets that he tweeted about a food. Just random crap, like in the middle of the night, like, I want China food. A lot of it. All I keep thinking about is food. Hashtag Sonic. Here I come.
Hashtag Sonic.
Yes, Lord. More China food. And Seattle's got the second best Asian population behind San Francisco. They got the China district, so he is probably living it up at Judy Foo's right now, too. But, you know, the great thing about him, dude, he's picking up chicks. He's picking up girls. And he said, hey, girl, like your smile. What are the chances you can meet me on the corner and bring a plate of food?
Oh, stop it. You're making this
up. No, this girl goes like, I'll show up. I'll be there. And she is pretty cute. So I was like, man, if Eddie Lacy's got that kind of pull, what do you think you and I can go and get some women and say, meet us on the corner with a plate of food? And they're going to be like, yeah, ain't going to happen. It's ridiculous, man. But good luck to Sebastian and Eddie, and keep making weight, man.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Sports on Tap, show number 99. The British Open is on live right now. As a matter of fact, they've got the front nine already done. Jordan Spieth, Matt Kuchar, all tied up at the moment anyway. Can I throw one more little thing at you before we go out the door here? This is something that is a little British Open thing. And see if you can complete this phrase, okay? Complete this old Scottish saying. Nay wind, nay rain, blank, blank. Now, is it nay golf, nay way, nay Rob, or na 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 na?
Hey, goodbye. That's exactly what it is.
You're exactly right,
that's
too.
That's right.
Okay, that's going to do it. Breakfast with the Beatles coming at you next.
Big pork chops, green beans, rice, gravy,
Gale
and China food.
See ya.